the choice or whether to begin a sitting period with eyes open or closed is really up to you. Eyes closed tends to draw our attention inward. That's its purpose in part. This is a good place to start if the mind or heart is already a bit calm or at ease. And what we want to notice is if when we close our eyes, there's a feeling of sweetness or ease or delight or groundedness as we drop into ourselves. Or if when we close the eyes, it feels like the mind tears off into fantasy or worry. And if that's the case, if closing eyes is not fairly comfortable, then the instruction to begin with eyes open. Eyes open tends to ground us more clearly in the present and in this space, since we see where we are. And the instruction we use in the organic intelligence work is to let the eyes go where they want. And this is a hint toward beginning a moment of practice, connecting with our, in a sense, instinctual or animal body. When the heart and mind are at ease, the eyes will tend to rest easily on something that's calm or pleasurable. When the heart and mind are not at ease, they may dart around or stick to one spot in a frozen way, or simply not be able to rest in contact with something that is pleasurable or calming or interesting. So from the very beginning of our meditation, we are feeling toward ease, toward comfort, toward pleasure. So feeling whether eyes open or closed feels in this moment more easeful and starting there. And if the eyes are connecting with something pleasant, allowing the pleasure of that connection to ring back through the body, bringing a little more ease, a little more softness perhaps. If the closed eyes and the attention dropping inward connects with pleasure, maybe in the sensations of the body sitting, or the sensations of the breath, or the experience of balance or stillness, then allowing the pleasure of those sensations to permeate the body. absolutely central to meditation practice. Is the understanding and cultivation of states of heart and mind, body. A state is like the total picture of how you are in this moment. States are pleasant or unpleasant. High or low energy, focused or distracted. Joyful or upset. All of these aspects of our experience are part of our state. In the heart of practice, if we can do it, is to be aware of the qualities, the state qualities that are present without thinking that we own them. To be able to observe qualities shifting through our body and heart, mind. With a kind of curiosity, with a basic kindness, with a compassion when there's suffering, and celebration when there's ease. And the gentle encouragement to shift all of our states toward greater ease, clarity, brightness. The practice of this in meditation is a refined mindfulness. A beginning to this kind of refined, mindful, embodied witnessing is to track three basic qualities in our state. The first level of energy. Feeling into your system and just noticing if the amount or volume or movement of energy in your body or in your being as you can sense it is high or low. This might be the spectrum of being very awake and alert to very dull and sleepy. It might be the spectrum of restlessness to dullness. But without any judgment, we're just observing to know what's here. Just seeing energy in this moment as high energy or low energy. Somewhere on that spectrum. And first, just noticing, not trying to change it or do anything with it. Notice and feel that energy level. If there's dullness, really feel dullness. What's it like? As sensation. If there's brightness or restlessness, what's it like as sensation? As we do this, if at any time what you're doing feels too much or it gets too intense, let go of the investigation and just open the eyes and take in the room, the light, the circle. And begin again with the sense of finding the pleasurable in this space. So first we track energy level. A second spectrum to track is focus. And this really means how quickly does the mind move from one thing to the next? Is it relatively easy to steady the attention and not feel it move quickly away? If you're tracking the breath, can you stay with several breaths in a row pretty easily with just a tiny guidance of will? We call this focus. And then at the other end of the spectrum, distraction. The mind less able to stick to one thing. Deep distraction might be not even really able to concentrate on hearing the instructions. Mind is already wandering deeply far away. Worry, anxiety, planning. And again, we just note the quality that's present without judgment. If the mind is distracted, just calling it distracted. If the mind is focused, just calling it focused. Third quality is to track affect or emotion, emotional tone. We can think of this as things are generally pleasant or unpleasant, or more in the emotional language, we could think of ourselves as generally happy or sad or angry. Is the emotional tone tending toward pleasant or unpleasant? This is the one that most easily hooks us, and we forget to observe it clearly. This is the one we think is our story. It is part of the story. Being aware of the quality of emotional tone is like taking a moment in the middle of a dramatic chapter in a book to pause and say, wow, this is a really dramatic chapter. Right? That takes you just a teeny bit out of the story of it and into the observation, the clear holding of the feeling. To do this, of course, we have to feel it. So we feel the emotion present, our mood, and name it. Again, without judgment, ultimately without identification. It's just what's happening right now, and we know it'll change. It's already changed since I started describing it. These three qualities, energy level, focus level, and emotional tone, give us a nice and useful picture of our state in meditation. Take a few minutes and play with knowing where you are on each of those and see what happens even just from naming them. And then continuing to observe. as you have a sense of each of these qualities in your state, then the practice of wise effort as we sit is to very gently cultivate the conditions for, in the energetic channel, balance. Not too high, not too low, works well for the energy spectrum. So if you're restless, focusing on the out-breath, relaxing back into your posture, softening the whole body. If you're dull, brightening up, lifting the heart, maybe opening the eyes. Correcting for the extremes to find a medium sustainable energy. For the focus spectrum, on the other hand, more focus is almost always good. Focus is without tension. Focus comes through relaxing, doing less. But on the focus spectrum, we can always lean toward focus or concentration. Again, without creating extra tension, just stabilizing the attention, connecting with something like the breath, and sustaining attention there cultivates the focus channel. And then the emotion channel is mostly just to be observed. Only when the emotional channel is very at its extremes do we need to actively intervene with antidotes. Mostly, we can observe it, feel the sensations of that emotion, and continue with our practice of balanced energy, observation, and focus. And the emotional state will shift on its own, oscillating between pleasant and unpleasant naturally. Balancing our energy, leaning into focus, and observing the oscillations of the heart with kindness, presence, clarity. We'll sit in silence for the rest of our time, playing with these instructions or going back to simple mindfulness of the breath as you like.